Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other the half purple, the half pink haired Haley.
Hey everyone.
AKA the K-pop master guru.
No.
And thank you guys for joining us as always. This is the Animunchies podcast. This is the regular podcast edition. You can listen to us on Google, Apple, Spotify, podcasts, Pocket Casts, all those different podcast streaming, listening applications and program software, websites, whatever. Haley, did you hear what is happening in the world of K-pop?
What do you mean?
Specifically the world of Blackpink.
Well, you just told me earlier.
What did I tell you earlier that I'm surprised you did not know of yourself?
I haven't even been on Instagram today at all. That's why.
That's very surprising, to be honest.
Yeah. So I guess Lisa's coming out with a solo album soon, but there's no date yet.
Yes, Lisa, La Lisa, is coming out. Well, we already kind of knew about her solo album coming out soon, but it's kind of like an official release coming soon kind of thing, because I think they didn't really say anything about it being official till today.
Yeah.
So it was the first time they finally officially announced that Lisa is going to have her solo coming up soon. No specific dates or any, like, even like a month or anything was announced yet, but I'm sure we should hear about something soon. What's your estimate or your guess?
I don't know. Maybe in the next couple of months, but I'm thinking like it's probably just going to be two songs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just if we're like lucky. Rosies.
If we're lucky, maybe. Because even like Jennie had, when she had solo, that was one song.
Was it only one song? They didn't have another song on
not
that album?
Not that I can remember. Mm-hmm. I never listened or bought the album, so I would not know.
Mm-hmm.
But we know Rose had two songs. Of course, it? You could find on Spotify and listen to it and find it everywhere else usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the Ground?
Yeah, On the Ground and Gone?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Good. Okay. So we didn't feel that part.
I know. I was trying to think about it.
Okay. So, so Lisa's coming up. I wonder how her songs will be, because obviously she's mainly a rapper.
She raps, yeah. So she probably sings like Dua Lipa. And rap.
Yeah, because she has a couple parts where she sings in a few other songs. And her voice isn't bad, too. So I'm looking forward to it. We don't know when it's going to release. I wonder if, you know, in typical, like, you know, Blackpink and K-pop fashion, I'm sure there will be, like, a special, like, first edition album, like, some limited edition one, and, you know, some second editions following that if you didn't catch the first batch.
Yeah, they'll probably do, like, concept pictures for her, too,
I'm guessing. She'll have her own photo book, just like how Rosie and Jennie had their own photo book, too.
Yeah. Photo cards, of course.
Photo cards with the photo books. So that's something to look forward to, especially if you're big, you know, just like yourself, you are a Lisa bias.
I am.
So that's exciting news for you. I was going to say, too, was there any news for BTS, anything recently, too? Because you are the BTS, you know.
The worst news in the world.
Oh, no. What's the worst news in the world?
That their concert was officially canceled.
That is right. if you did not know, or if you're just barely finding out because of Haley just now, their tour that was supposed to be for last year was technically postponed. Yeah. And it was postponed all the way till this year.
They postponed it for a year. So, like, it basically gave us false hope.
Which tour is it called? What's the tour name?
The Map of the Soul 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell us.
Yeah, so I think, when was it? Maybe like a couple of days ago, Weverse sent out a notification saying that the tour is like officially canceled. So they're not postponing it anymore. It's just altogether canceled.
Yep.
So this means like we don't know if BTS is going to actually have another concert, like a physical concert or...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It just sucks because, like, I don't know. We held onto those tickets for, like, pretty much a year already.
Yeah, whenever they came out on sale.
And then, so, like, we're like, okay, they postponed it. So that means that there's still hope. Like, they're just going to wait until COVID or the pandemic is better.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were going to actually put it to, like, it's pretty... You sounded disappointed, but I thought you were going to tell everyone that we have fucking good seats.
Oh, well, I was going to get to that. But then, yeah, we had 2 days for the concert. And then one of the ones where it was just me and Joko, we're like right by the stage, like floor.
I could touch Jin. He could touch my hand.
Yeah. And then, so I don't know, like people that don't buy K-pop tickets don't understand how hard it is to get K-pop tickets. Like, it's different from America. I mean, like, maybe in America, too, like, those American tour dates, it's hard to get tickets or no? I don't know.
I mean, I get a lot. Usually, I listen to, like, rock and stuff, so those aren't too bad. I guess you could compare it to maybe, like, Coldplay or, like, maybe Justin Bieber and stuff kind of tickets. I guess those are difficult to get, too.
Yeah.
But it seems like the more international, really, like, highly popular international stars, especially now these days, like, K-pop artists... who are becoming huge globally and here, especially in the West, it's probably different. If anything, I would compare these tickets more to like NBA playoff tickets kind of thing too. You know what I mean?
Because
it's like limited and, you know, the price is just skyrocketing.
And there's only like a limited amount of days, right? I feel like American tour dates, they have like a lot.
Usually. I mean, no, it's the same. Usually they have like two... It's 2 or 3 days, maybe like even 1 day, 1 to 2 days in a specific city. It's like the typical one, but it's just like supply and demand because, you know, everyone is an army now these days, it seems like.
Yeah. And then so like, because I've been buying K-pop tickets for like concerts for like over 10 years and it always just gives me anxiety just because I know how hard it is to get your hands on them. Because, like, if you don't get the seats... Because it's random, too. So, like, when you're put into the queue and then you're put randomly into the website where you can click a ticket, basically you just click on whatever you have and then you have to decide, like, do I want these tickets or should I let them go and then, like, be randomized again into hoping that you'll get something closer.
It's like shuffling. You pick out 2 cards from a deck and then, like, if you don't like your cards... You could get shittier cards or you could get better cards.
Yeah,
so you have to bet and hope that you get better ones if you put your cards back in the deck.
And that's what's stressful about it. Because, like, I don't know if that's the same, like, process that for, like, American tour dates, if it's like that.
Okay, so when you were asking me, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
So I think it's not really like that.
Okay, so you can
choose your pick.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so for, like, with K-pop concerts, it's like that. It's, like, randomized, and then they're like, do you want these seats? And then you can let it go in, like, 5 minutes. And then let it go, you have to, like, it selects for you. You don't get to choose your seats. It's, so like, randomized every time.
Every concert I've ever bought tickets from, like, in terms of American artists or kind of stuff like that, we are able to choose and pick and choose, like, every seat. Like, when we watch Coldplay, I picked and chose, like, whatever seats I wanted to, you know, get, depending on, like, my price range, and I could look at the area.
Yeah.
So,
that's different. I guess it's more, like, pressure getting K-pop tickets. I don't know why they do it like that. Maybe it's just because they know how, like, popular they are, and they don't have as much supply of having the artist here longer. I don't know.
It's more expensive.
I don't know
how they do that either, to be honest. Like, because that was interesting to see when you showed me the first time when you were getting K-pop tickets. Because I was like, why is it random and why can't I choose and why do I have to,
so
like...
we were like on like two different computers and I'm like, I have these tickets, like are they better than yours? And then like if they're not, I let go of mine, and then he held on to his, and then I had to like quickly get really randomized again.
You've got to strategize this kind of stuff. It's kind of crazy. Tough.
That's why like when I got the floor tickets that were like close to the stage, I had to like
It's like you don't think.
I don't think. I just had to like do it.
You have to just like, because you're timed.
Yeah, because like, I think what messed me up last time too is like the first time I was like asking you, and in that time that I was asking like, oh, should I get this? Someone already bought them. So like my seats were gone.
But that was also because that time was when you were texting me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were at work. I was at home, or I don't remember. But
yeah.
So that's kind of harder to communicate if you're not like talking to the person like, right, on the phone
yeah,
or
I was
in
at
person.
Work. Yeah.
So that's because you don't know how long it's going to take to get back. There's signal problems.
I don't know.
All that shit.
It was just really stressful. I always get stressed.
That's I guess that's the life of a K-pop fan.
Yeah.
Right. When purchasing tickets here. Or not even here, like even, you know, just globally, if you're not from Korea, right?
Yeah, and then like, because I think with the BTS tickets this past concert, they made it so that you can't use the same IP address or something.
They were getting really strict.
So you only use like one device on that same
and
IP.
And the reason why is
scammers. Yeah.
Not scammers,
oh, scalpers. Well, they scam you afterwards because they blow up the fucking prices.
True. Scalpers and scammers.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, but it doesn't matter at this point because...
But you know what? Those people that did do that this time for this concert, they get screwed over. Like, the people that buy secondhand...
See, so this is what happens if you buy from scalpers, because I think what happened is they're going to just refund whoever originally purchased the ticket. So if you bought it secondhand from someone...
Yeah, you don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, unless that person gives you back the money or
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're really fucked.
You're screwed because...
You're really,
you
like,
know when,
in the butt.
So, like, for example, our ticket with tax, I think it was, like, $300. So, like, just say, like, a scalper, they sell it for, like, $600. So it's like double the price, but then when they're giving refunds, they're going to give the refund back to the scalper.
Yeah, because they're the original
purchaser. Yeah, because I got an email from Ticketmaster, and they basically said, like, the ticket will be refunded to the original purchase.
So that scalper gets $700 because he got your $600 and he's getting back his or her $100.
Yeah.
So you're screwed, and the scalper walks away. You know, like a total winner.
So I don't know. I'm so upset.
Don't support scalpers because that's what F's up like the
whole
ticket economy.
Yeah.
Like for like concerts and shows, like it really sucks.
Even for like Comic Con and stuff, I think too, right?
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't.
The thing with Comic Con and the reason why you can't scalp Comic Con and all that is usually because they're like when they scan you in, they can look at your ID and your name. So they could always double check to see if you're the actual person because they ask for your ID when you use the badge because of the badge like has all the information on it. Compared to tickets where like tickets for concerts, it's just if you have the ticket in hand, then you're going in. Like they don't check anything else.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my God. I feel so bad for all those people. Like there's been like multiple posts on like Instagram, TikTok of all like people that bought multiple days for their concert. And then also... You know, they had barricade or sound check. These are like really hard tickets to get. And now it's gone forever.
Yeah, like the money. Is that what you're saying?
No. Like, we can't even see them. Like,
I thought you were talking about like, the people that like bought like from scalpers or something.
Oh, that too. But then the thing is like those people, like they don't know if they're going to be able to get those tickets again. Like the same exact seating. You know, it was luck.
Of course, you probably will not ever get the same seat. You might get better or less, like worse, I mean.
That's why I was like, oh, maybe we'll get even better seats. I don't know. I have to try and be like optimistic about it.
Yeah. I mean, the most you could do is just hope that they even tour again before like Jin and Suga have to go to the military.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that they don't send them.
Let's hope. I mean,
I don't know.
At this point, because they're like big global ambassadors for Korea, if anything, if you put into perspective. I mean, there's a reason why they made that gin law we kind of talked about on our very, like, first episode or something. Like, they extended, this is the first time ever Korea has ever extended
like the age.
That military age thing. Because I think it's supposed to be whenever you're 28, every man has, male has to go to the military if you didn't go before 28. Because you can go, like, even 18. As, like, a teenager. So from 18 to 28. But if you didn't, you have to go by 28.
Yeah.
But they extended it to 30 because of Jin. Since
because of the pandemic, and they knew that they were going to do a tour, and they exploded.
Like the popularity of K-pop exploded because of specifically BTS. Because it hit like a whole new global market out here in the West, and like I said, globally, it's just it was something unprecedented. And then because they didn't, they're supposed to have the, you know, the map of the Seoul 7 tour that we were talking about. That's why they extended it, but the pandemic and, you know, COVID hit. So kind of that pushed everything, you know, like it really effed a lot of things up socially and, you know, people's lives. So, I mean, it kind of sucks. At the same time, we can just only hope now that Jin doesn't have to leave because Suga has to leave already too soon. And hopefully they tour next year. So, I mean, 2022, maybe they'll have a different tour. Because I was telling Haley, maybe now that they have all these English songs and all these new albums like Butter and everything, maybe instead of Map of the Soul 7, they'll have some stuff from there, but they'll create a completely new tour instead of, like, I mean, that tour, like Butter Tour or something.
Yeah, well, they could have done that. They could have let us keep the tickets and then just change the name of the tour. I don't know.
That's true, too. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows what they're thinking? They're probably more... What are you going to say?
I was going to say, I think the reason why is because they know that the pandemic isn't getting any better soon. So, like, they might do, like, a concert venue where it's more, like, COVID safe. Like, less capacity, I'm guessing. Because, like, the one that we got was at the Rose Bowl, and that's 100K people. There's no way that they would let that amount of people, like, probably, in a concert.
If they resell it, they'll limit it more, or something. Or space it out, or... I don't know what their plans are, but I mean, I'm just hoping we get to see BTS next year because we haven't seen them yet. And also Blackpink as well because we missed them when they were even here for Coachella because we were in Japan. So I want to see both of them so badly. And aespa too, but that's going to be a long time in the future because they're still kind of like new and they only have two songs.
It's going to be ages for them.
It's going to be another couple of years.
You would rather probably see like Monsta X or like Shiny or someone first.
I mean, I saw G-Dragon. That's my only flex to anybody. Like, I saw the king of K-pop, if anything, right?
Yeah, who knows if he's ever going to have a freaking comeback, but...
I mean, to kind of... Okay, so we kind of went over how BTS, you know, went over, you know, this whole situation. And everything has been very sad and depressing this past 10 minutes we've been talking. So how about we talk about something interesting and more fun, but BTS related, Haley?
What is it?
Let's see. Let's start with first, you were talking about K-pop in general. We got a text from our friend Zach last weekend, right? Barnes & Noble had a sale off, like, I think it's just CD albums or whatever.
Music albums,
So there's like 20% off, right?
30%
off. And guess what Barnes & Noble has in stock these days? Because I thought it was just books and sometimes, like, you know, manga, which now they have a very extensive manga collection.
Yeah, like, they, like, have everything.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
But guess what? They got a they got a lot of K-pop albums.
Yeah, they have a decent
Monsta
amount.
X, Blackpink. They had Shiny, or at least the big ones, you know, Red Velvet. And, of course, Blackpink. And BTS,
Yeah, so, like, he sent us a message, and I was like, oh, my God, we have to go check out Barnes & Noble's because there's still albums that I want to add to my discography.
Discography.
For BTS. So, like, which one did I get? Oh, I got the Japanese album.
Those are
BTS the best.
If you go K-pop stores, those ones are more expensive, too. Because they're a lot really harder expensive. To find and stuff.
I don't know why they're, like, $50
Okay, here's the thing, too. So, we kind of, you know... If you've listened to us for a while now, you know that we've been to K-pop stores and we go like maybe like every couple of weeks. So like the pricing at Barnes & Noble for the regular K-pop albums that's released like globally are kind of more expensive than the K-pop stores.
They're about like maybe $8 to $10 more than the K-pop stores.
So with the 30% discount, I guess it kind of helps. You save like maybe a couple dollars, not like anything super huge. Because like... the best example I could think of is recently Butter and also the Blackpink albums. we got them for about $22.
Yeah.
And at Barnes & Noble, it's $29.99, so $30. Yeah,
it's like $30.
So I guess if you do the math, it's for that, in that case, it's practically the same price. There's a couple where like some of the albums are a little bit, just only a little bit more expensive at Barnes & Noble. So when you use the discount, it's like maybe $2 to $3 less than in the K-pop store.
Yeah, one of the ones that I got was the Love Yourself, Her album. And then that one is usually maybe like $25 at the K-pop store. And I think I got it for $18.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, if you're lucky, there's a couple of them that if you know your how much some of them cost, that you can get it at a better price. But if you're not too familiar and used to it, then yeah, you could, as long as you get it with a 30% off thing that just happened this past weekend. I don't know if it's still happening anymore.
I don't think so.
But at least you could walk away knowing that at least you got it, you know, the price is correct.
Yeah.
Or you save maybe a couple dollars, which is always good.
Yeah.
But if you buy it full price from Barnes & Noble,
don't
yeah,
do it.
you'll definitely find out the hard way that you could definitely get them somewhere else for a lot, you know, a better price. Yeah, plus, you'll be able to support mom and pop K-pop shops kind of thing.
I was going
to
even say, like, even on Amazon, I think they're cheaper than Barnes & Noble's.
But let's talk about something very interesting when we went to Barnes & Noble's. There's a clearance section. And at this clearance section, lo and behold, something BTS related. First off, they have, surprisingly, they have BT21 stuff. And this was not in a clearance section, disclaimer.
Yeah.
But they had BT21 stuff, so that was kind of cool. And also, not K-pop related, but they had Gundam. And they have, like, a lot of other really good mangas, like English manga. So you could definitely go if you're an otaku or a weeb, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to K-pop. We saw something BTS related, right? In the clearance section.
Yeah.
Haley, what in the world did we see?
BTS Barbie dolls, or I guess Ken dolls.
They're dolls. The dolls. We've seen these before, and they're usually like $20 or more. But for some reason, they had so many. A couple of them were sold out, you know, of the specific members. But how much were they on clearance?
They're $5.
$5.
Yeah.
So guess what? This doll that we always would see, which is like a Ken doll of these of the members.
I'd be like, I don't want that. Who would pay $20
for
this?
Haley and I
this?
Would always tease it because it's like some of them are creepy. Some of them
don't look like them.
Like Jin looks like some random white dude with like a little chinky eyes. But I mean, a couple of them kind of manageable. Jimin is actually not that bad.
Yeah, I think it was like Jimin, V, and then Namjoon actually looked kind like of look, them.
You could at least, if you know how they look like, you're like, okay, this is reasonable.
Yeah.
So, as a Jimin stan, as a bias from Jimin, Haley purchased.
Yeah, I was like, I'm getting this. Jimin doll. This is $5. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. But we went to two different ones because we checked out another one this past weekend just to check it out, and it's a different one. We went to the one in Torrance this time. And they actually had, okay, so the albums, yeah, were not on sale anymore. But the clearance section still had a bunch of BTS Ken dolls.
Oh, Ken dolls.
So, Ailee was able to grab herself, her bias wrecker.
Yeah, I got a V.
Because they didn't have V at the other one.
Yeah, they didn't. Yes.
But V is cool, though, because his has half pink hair.
Yeah, half pink, half blonde.
The reason why, too, is these BTS Barbie Ken dolls are based off, like, the outfit and the style is based off Idol, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's their Idol era, like, outfit
from their music video. Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. And now they're holding hands in Haley's BTS shrine inside the guest bedroom.
Yeah. I posted it on my story. And then, like, many of my friends were laughing. They're like, you would do that. Or, like, Early was like, this is such a Haley thing to do.
Hey, you got them for $10.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. You save, like, $40, if not more, with
taxes.
There's,
like, no way. I think, like, the first time when they scanned the Jimin one, it was $20. And I was like, wait a second. I'm not paying $20 for this.
Yeah, we had to go back and tell the lady she effed up.
Yeah.
So, but she was nice enough and that got resolved. But yeah, make sure you're paying $5. Check your receipts, people. Once you hear them, like, say a total price and it sounds off to you, just trust your gut. Because for sure, like, something was off. Because if anything, if they got it, if you're wrong, what's the worst that could happen? It's just you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Haley walked away with two BTS Ken dolls.
Yeah, I never would have thought that I would have got these because, like, I legit would make fun of them all the time. I was like, these are so creepy. Like, I don't want these. If you look at
them, if you see them in person, you guys will understand what we're talking about. Because these are some creepy-ass dolls. And Jin does not look like Jin. He just looks like a clown because of his outfit.
Yeah.
He's just like some blonde Barbie doll with like, he looks some like an weird Asian clown.
Ken doll.
But his outfit from Idol is like, looks like, it's like a white suit with, like, blotches of paint.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty funny. And, But, yeah, so...
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Elise also told me, like, someone got the Jungkook doll. Oh, my doll, God,
yeah, that was cool.
The Jungkook doll, and then they attached him with a string to a fan.
Like,
and,
you know those house fans, like the ceiling fans?
The ceiling fan, and then so he was flying. So if you're a BTS fan, you'll know the reference, because he did that at a concert for Euphoria. He went on, like, a wire, and he was flying across the audience.
But this case, he kind of... He was the same thing, but attached to a ceiling fan, and he was flying
across the room.
Flying like Superman, like on someone's room. So that's very creative, I guess.
I was like, oh, I would do that, but we don't even have ceiling fans.
Yeah, so for the most part, yeah, that's all. That was really interesting to see and to purchase, right?
Yeah,
so now Hailey has another extra album that she got a good deal on, plus Jimin and V are holding hands in the guest bedroom.
Yes. They also have abs too. I checked under their shirts.
Of course, Hailey checked. I wonder what else she checked.
I didn't.
I pulled them their pants down when I was not around.
I didn't pull them down. I didn't pull them
down. Look at you.
I'm telling you, I didn't pull them down.
You're defensive over here.
They probably don't have anything like those. What is it? The Ken
dolls? I wouldn't
know
because I haven't checked. So I would not know. Yeah, that's pretty much it that I can think of. Because I think it was just mostly like, you know, Lisa coming out with her comeback with her first solo album, which is really exciting. And knowing that even Barnes & Noble these days has K-pop.
Right.
It's kind of crazy because I really knew they had manga, but they have K-pop and a lot of the magazines too in the front. Like there's like BTS stuff.
Oh, yeah. I bought a BTS magazine.
And it's interesting. Some of the articles are good. It's like talks about like, I remember one of them is about Jin and talks like really in depth, like, and it's accurate stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So it's really, some of them are worth it. If you're able,
they probably interviewed them. Yeah, I'm guessing.
Cause yeah. I think Barnes & Noble too, like if you're a member, you'll get special coupons and stuff. So it's, it doesn't hurt to just sign up and you'll get notifications when they have specific sales on magazines or manga or books, you know, like maybe a 20% off one item or something like that. So just keep it in handy and always know that, yeah, if you sign up for it, you could hopefully walk away with a deal.
Yeah.
Because now you can get anime and K-pop stuff at your local Barnes & Nobles now these days. And that's pretty much it for me.
I don't have any more news.
Okay. All right. So on that note, guys, I hope you guys are all doing well, staying safe out there. Delta variant is, you know, picking up here in Los Angeles, California as well. There's a lot of new guidelines and kind of rules and laws locally here for us. So please just take care of yourselves. If you haven't checked us out, you can also listen and watch the full video episodes on YouTube, Anna Munchies Podcast. Our last episode, right, Hailey? That was a long episode.
Yeah,
we had a lot to talk about, and it was really fun talking about like all the stuff. We talked about the Blackpink movie. Watching it on Screen X was freaking crazy, and I also have some like little clips from when we actually watched. So that's our actual footage when you watch it on Screen X. So check it out because it was really cool. Blackpink the movie, and we talked about Jin and Jimin's V Live. All right. So we kind of go over that stuff, and this is like I said, you can catch someone on YouTube because it's one of our video episodes. And as well, you can also catch it also like on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, and Pocket Casts, Anchor, because we also transcribe it onto the regular podcast streaming apps and sites too, not just YouTube, right? So check us out there, check us out here, check us out everywhere, right?
Yep.
So I think it's about time me and Hailey have some dinner.
Yep.
Yep. So thank you guys for joining us again. You guys take care. Don't forget to eat your dinner and also your lunch. Sometimes you could fast and not have breakfast.
Oh my God.
Okay, so wherever you are on the globe, as always, take care and...
Peace soup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.